in Bedford. As promised, we wanted to alert you to some local news. First of all, for anybody who was holding tickets to not necessarily the Global Arts Live, but were performances that they were promoting. We Banjo 3, which was supposed to be at the Sinclair on January 20th, has been canceled. Sadly, the lads got here shortly before a disaster, so they made it across from Ireland. Despite the name, it's actually two sets of brothers, Enda and Fergal Scale, with Martin and David Howley, and playing a lot of instruments and not just the banjo. The issue is that Enda couldn't initially join them, and so it was a three-piece. Once he did, the instrumentation expanded as well as the musicianship, which, if anybody ever followed the Beatles, was exactly how they rose to the top of the heap, was playing all of those gigs in Liverpool at grungy clubs. Who else is affected? Asaph Avedon, who was supposed to be at the City Winery on January 22nd, has been canceled. I didn't have time to check. There was a winter dance fest scheduled for the Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. That's, despite the name, is right downtown, closest to the Boylston Street subway stop. The Malpaso Dance Company was supposed to be there on January 15th. Then on January 22nd was Durant's Dance, which was an award-winning tap dance company. And on January 29th was Ronald K. Brown, Evidence, a dance company. So before you go to these venues, if you hold tickets, it's very wise to check, especially before the actual one. Refunds vary depending on which organization you've gone through, whether it's Tom at 24-Hour Concerts or whether it's Global Arts Live. I do hope people get to see Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They are supposed to be at the Somerville Theater January 28th, and they are just a terrific group. I think Joseph Shabalala, who initially started them, may have stepped back a little bit, but honestly, from the group picture, that looks to me like him smiling right there in the middle. And one other concert is taking place at the House of Blues on January 30th. It's supposed to be a Paris-based electro swing band, Caravan Palace. As I said, I would definitely check with the venues to make sure that the artists did make it into the U.S. okay, and that the venues themselves are open, as in they have enough people to staff them. So, 6:05, as we mentioned, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. The students are coming back this week, and we in the community are doing our best to keep you from the lovely but repetitious offerings of Rick Deckard, our automation engineer. And this seems to be one of those announcements for this time of year. Storm season emergency preparedness. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket for what we living in New England call the French toast alerts. And why do we call them the French toast alerts? Because when the weather forecasters get going about what could possibly happen, it sounds like the end of the world. People rush to the supermarkets, and the first things to go are bread, milk, and eggs, hence French toast. And you do need to be aware of what your cooking situation is in your apartment or home. If you've got a gas stove, you can usually at least light the burners safely with a butane lighter. Electric, not so much. And what, of course, everyone remembers here was the ill-preparedness of this entire Northeast for the blizzard of 1978. That happens to be one that sticks in my mind because I was coming back from Pennsylvania with a friend. Her two children, their pets, and a standard shift. And as we slowly crept towards Massachusetts, second gear froze. So from first gear, you had to push it into third. And then you got to wait for the snowplows to come and possibly clear an exit or clear the turnpikes so you could move. I do remember when we stopped at the Massachusetts border, they said the guys were just leaving the toll booths and said, go on, if you can make it, terrific, you may get pulled over. And we actually did get pulled over just before what was then known as 128. And we were pulled over into some sort of like Holiday Inn parking lot, and slept for a couple of hours, realized around 5 o'clock that the troopers were gone. The snow was diminishing, and we were able to get across 128 because we were on the pike. And we got off at the Cambridge exit. There was a single track vehicle, absolutely no plows in sight. We followed that till we got to Mass Ave. I got off where I lived in Cambridge at the time, and my friend continued on into Arlington, Massachusetts. In retrospect, we were incredibly lucky. And given the fact that I was young and foolish back then, and am now old and foolish and in my 70s, and can barely drive for 2 hours before I have to get out and stretch because my knees lock up. Never would I make that again, but I have no need to because I do have various emergency radios. Yep. Just in case there is an entire power outage. And why do I say this? It's because they were expecting power outages in certain points with last night's storm, because in areas it was supposed to reach the wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. And there was also supposed to be deep snow. And in Salisbury, there was a fire which went to 10 alarms, and practically every fire company in the neighboring area was out there. No one was injured. 3 homes were lost. A motel, another building. It was just a massive fire. And just seeing the video of the pictures from it, it was no wonder that still at noontime there was an active fire department presence watering down hot spots so the fire wouldn't rise again. Which is also why we'd like to remind you, for those of you who rely on a generator, it has to be outside the house. It can't be in the garage, and especially with the garage door shut, because this is how people die from carbon monoxide poisoning. Likewise, if you have an older furnace or a boiler, you want to make sure that the snow doesn't drift to such an extent to cut off your outside flues. Let's hear a little bit more from Rhiannon Giddens, and then I'd like to talk about some of the places that I hope to investigate when we get through this latest COVID surge and that may possibly be reopened. Thank you.
this time draws near, my dearest dear, when you and I must part. How little you know of the grief and woe in my poor aching heart. It's what I suffer for your sake. You're the one I love so dear. I wish that I was going with you, or you were staying
in. Oh, oh, death. Oh, death in the morning. Oh, oh, death. Spare me over till another.
If I can, I'll make it to my shanty if I can. I can do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama, payday, payday, payday. I'll take you to your mama, payday. Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears, oh, short time, come again no more. It's the song of the factory workers. Short time, short time, come again no more. For we can't get our cotton from the old Kentucky shore. Oh, short time, come again no more. Our wives and our children are pining day by day through the wars of America, they say. We can't get them bread for to ease them of their pain. Oh, short time, come again no more. It's the song of the factory workers. Short time, come again no more. For we can't get our cotton from the old Kentucky shore. Oh, short times, come again no more. We are not constant beggars whom you have seen before. Though poverty drives us from our homes, and we can't make a living as in the days of yore. Oh, short times, come again no more. It's the song of the factory workers. Short times, come again no more. For we can't get our cotton from the old Kentucky shore. Oh, short times, come again no more. It's the song of the factory workers. Short times, come again no more. For we can't get our cotton from the old Kentucky shore. Oh, short times, come again no more.
Don't need of coffee in the morning. I can get up fine, I can get up fine. Delia is a pretty girl, but she ain't mine, but she ain't mine. Take a little trip to the station, I'm bound to go, I'm bound to go. When I'll see my lover again, I do not know, I do not know. Too long, too long, I've been gone. Four white walls and a worried mind, that's all I have, that's all, that's all. And when I need someone to talk to, I just say, hello wall. Too long, too long, I've been gone. Breeze, wipe my tears away. They say you're fine, you're fine. And when the world seems so far away, I've got nothing left except my mind. Too long, too long, I've been gone. Too long, I've been gone.
So where Rhiannon Giddens first crossed my path was with a group called the Carolina Chocolate Drops, played in the old Somerville Theater before some of the excess theaters were renovated to become the Crystal Ballroom, which I do understand is a lovely venue, but I have not been able to experience it for myself, either because I was already busy doing something, or groups that I might have gone to see got caught up in the latest Delta, Cron, Omicron, whatever you want to call it, surge. So, another person who was in the Carolina Chocolate Drops was Mr. Don Flemons, and with his banjo, Bones, and Kettle, he did a number of tours over in the UK with Mr. Martin Simpson, and I can't believe it, but my phone is going off. So we'll just cut to some music. ¶¶
plows the sea, the ink that keeps our history, the axe's haft that fells the tree, that fells the tree. The poplar is the whispering tree, and the rowan is the sheltering tree. The willow is the weeping tree, and the oak is waiting. The fire burns and it makes this home, built around these seasoned bones. The chair pulled up beside the hearth, and the sleepers of the iron pot. Seasons turn, the beasts that shelter in the barn, this table that we sing around, and the casket we put in the ground. The poplar is the whispering tree, and the rowan is the sheltering tree. The willow is the weeping tree, and the oak is waiting.
Lazy as lazy can be. Now as long as they flirt, boys, he hangs around, I live, my heart says he. Early one morning, this joker ran away to roam the world, 'twas said. I believe I go back to bed, man, I give up my head. I don't care if I never wake up. Yes, I don't care if I never wake up till the birds is through with me. Now I'm coming around here with my big fold. I'm gonna climb them up a tree. Nothing like living like a money king. Drink by my silver cup. I eat pork and pears. I eat out of my class. I don't care if I never wake up. Now bleed. The sky. I polish people in the diamond dust, man. I don't care if this banjo plays, 'cause my money don't never run out. You rich fools, you are making me shout. Have a good evening, this sweet old toast I shout. Yes, I'm a living a good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine, and I always flake, 'cause my money don't never run out. Good evening, this sweet old toast I shout. Yes, I'm living a good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine, and I always flight, 'cause my money don't never run out.
Good evening, fellow radio fans. That was, I should cover who the folks are, Martin Simpson and Don Flemons. Don was part of the Carolina Chocolate Drops with Rhiannon Giddens, and I can see that we kind of got cut off there. So, yes, her name really is Rhiannon, not Rhiannon. We heard I Shall Not Be Moved, Black as Crow, O Death. After that, we heard from Martin Simpson, with his guitars and banjo, and Mr. Don Flemons with his banjo, bones, and kettle, proudly present a grand musical entertainment, songs and merry melodies, with tears and smiles, a selection of ever popular favorites. Now, there was obviously some artistic license going on because this album was made from various live concerts. And the first song we heard was Payday. And if you are familiar with tunes, you may have realized that there was a distinct resemblance to a Stephen Foster melody called Hard Times, Come Again No More, and We're Hoping That They Don't Come Around My Cabin Door. Payday was traditional. Short Time Come Again No More was considered traditional. And then the piece that I was trying to end with was Too Long I've Been Gone, which was an original composition by Mr. Don Flemons. And then somebody decided to ring my cell phone, which sadly, because one of my nicknames is a duck, has a quack. So we had to quickly segue over to another piece by various artists called Spell Songs 2. And when I say various artists, Corrine Polwart, Julie Fowlis, Sekou Keita, Chris Driver, Rachel Newton, Beth Porter, and Jim Molyneux. And that piece is Oak, and also is from the brand new album from Folk by the Oak, Spell Songs 2, Let the Light In. And it is 6:47, and I wanted to go out with an album that has just recently seen the light of day called A Love Supreme, live in Seattle, John Coltrane. Yep. And this album also features Pharoah Sanders and some other folks who you may have heard of if you're a jazz aficionado. As usual, how these how these things come to light is that somebody kept a recording from the board when they were providing the sound for a small club. So we're going to hope that the CD players will allow us to come with something. And we're hearing A Love Supreme Part 2. This is called Resolution.